Welcome to the Supported CEO Podcast. I'm Ellie Runkles.
And I'm Jenny Krause. We're on a mission to help exhausted entrepreneurs feel a little less alone as you navigate what it looks like to create space to rest and recover while also running a business and managing all of life's to-dos that don't just stop when you need to take a break.
We've got a lot to cover, so let's get straight into the conversations we should all be having more of.
Let's go.
All right, before we get into today's topic, serious question. 1989 Taylor's version, have you started listening to it yet?
Girl, I'm already listening to the From the Vault tracks. I skipped the album and I went straight to What's in the Vault.
Okay, I have not heard the Vault tracks yet, so no spoilers. With all of these like re-releases, I start with track one, I listen all the way through. I'm currently up to Shake It Off, so okay. I have not heard the Vault tracks yet, but
I appreciate like your willingness to like go on the journey.
It's a journey for sure. I want to take the journey.
That artists like produce their albums in a certain way. I'm a quick start 9. I needed to know what was in the vault first before I can go back up to the top.
Oh, I'm dying to hear the vault tracks. I'm dying to hear them. I think today what I'm probably going to do is like, as I'm working through the day, because unfortunately I can't just spend the whole day listening to this album, use this as like my breaks from my work or whatever. When I finish a task, I listen to a song. When I finish another task, I'll listen to a song.
So like your support pockets.
To get through these. Yeah, exactly. My support pockets today are going to be listening to 1989 Taylor's version.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Okay. While we're here, her and Travis Kelce, in game for me. Like.
Yes. I have to admit, like, I'm not one to get like real into the celebrity gossip stuff of like, you know, keeping up with who's dating who, that kind of stuff. Yeah. But this particular situation, I'm paying attention to.
Even my sister's messaging me about it. And like, she's never into like pop culture stuff. So she's like, hold up, what's up? Taylor and Travis, like, have you seen the latest? And I was like, girl, I'm on it. Like, you know.
Yeah, love it.
And I think she's been really smart at like how she's launched this relationship. You know,
for sure.
This is a marketing PR thing. And it's like, she's smart.
She's smart. I mean, I think it's real. I don't think that it's just a publicity stunt 100%. Like some people are saying, but also she's such a smart marketer. Like she knows that anything she does is going to have the media talking about it. So like, why not control it in a way that's going to just be fun? I love the way she's having fun with it. Like, it just seems so like, it's almost like in a tongue-in-cheek way. She's like, I know you're going to be paying attention to me. Like, I'm just going to have fun with this situation.
Yes, I love it. Like,
yeah,
I'm just so in love with it. And I think, like, her demeanor with his mom at the games, it is just so real. Like, it is just real. Like, I feel like I know mamas, and I can see it, and I just think that demeanor is just, it's real. So
yeah,
I think
I love it. And I love too, like, I mean, I had never heard of Travis Kelce before any of this started.
Now I've already watched their documentary. It's on Amazon.
Oh, I didn't know there was a documentary. Okay.
Yep,
I've got to check this out.
You're welcome.
But I love the way that like he already has his, like, he's clearly kind of doing his own work in terms of like building his own media empire.
Yes.
Outside of what Taylor's doing. And like, I love that, like, just seeing that dynamic of like the way the two of them are doing that, it works. I'm like fangirling over this relationship so much.
Like, she has dated others that are like celebrities that are, you know, popular in their own right. But I feel like this is the first person that like really matches her energy, like her level of equalness. You know, I just think like he's the best at what he does. She's the best at what she does. And it just like, yeah, I just feel like probably someone at that celebrity level, like how do you go out and, like, she's what, 32 years old? How do you really fall in love with someone and not feel like, are they dating me because I'm Taylor Swift? Or are they dating me because I'm Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just feel like with this, it is just this comfort of, like, he is who he is in his own right, and she is who she is, and there can be that comfort of, like, home when the world's not watching, when they're together. That's what I'm envisioning.
That's what I'm envisioning, too. This is, like, our projections onto this relationship. We'll see where it goes. We'll see where it goes, but we are big fans and excited to see where it goes.
Exactly. All right. Okay. Let's get back to what we're here for. We're so excited. Welcome back to another episode of the Supported CEO podcast. Today, we're not just excited about Taylor Swift's 1989 album that came out last week by the time you're listening to this, but to tell you about the free challenge that we are hosting next week and invite you to join us for a week off of social media so you can quiet the noise, make space to hear your intuition, and reclaim the vision that you have for your life and business. I just want to say, I just had this epiphany. We topped this episode really just having an off-the-cuff conversation with Taylor Swift. But it is actually so fitting, and I didn't put two and two together until now, but, like, someone that has the visionary capacity to the likes of Taylor Swift and who has been able to do all that she's done, it is because she's very protective of her space, her time, and her energy. And I don't think she has been scrolling social media in lieu of re-recording all of her albums. So I just want to, like, plant that little seed to anybody listening. If you have aspirations to do anything that you're super excited about and you really want to execute, like, hold that energy in your heart as we talk about this topic with you today, because really this is the whole goal of us inviting you to join us in a social media free week challenge.
Yes. And as much as I personally have been enjoying the reels of watching this relationship develop over the last couple weeks, we are also really big fans of taking regular breaks from social media because, you know, definitely want to acknowledge the positive sides that social media has and, like, the fun that can come from social media. And, you know, there are lots of benefits, but we have also found that when we take time to completely disconnect from social media for a little bit, it helps us to reconnect with what we really want out of our lives, who we are as people, and what is most important to us, both in our businesses and in our lives. So that's why we are hosting this social media free challenge next week. During this 6-day challenge, we're going to collectively as a group go off of social media for 6 days. And the challenge is going to take place via email, where we'll be sending you emails each day with journal prompts and a challenge that will help you to use the time that you're getting back by being off of social media to reconnect with your intuition and reclaim the vision that you have for your life and your business.
During this challenge, we're also going to have a Voxer group for all of the challenge participants where we'll check in with you each day and you'll be able to share the takeaways you're having in your time off of social media and stay in touch with us and the rest of the challenge participants throughout the week. If you've been feeling like your screen time has gotten a little out of control, actually, like, I want to give you a challenge right now. Like, pause this episode, go check your screen time right now in your phone. It's in your settings if you're an iPhone user, and let it tell you what your average daily screen time is. And now come back to this episode and let's continue the conversation. So, if you've been feeling like your screen time has gotten a little out of control or like social media is having a negative effect on your well-being, now is the perfect time to take a break and do it in community with a group of other entrepreneurs who are also taking a break at the same time. So to join us for this challenge, you can go to supportedceo.com/challenge to sign up for the free challenge. and take a break from social media with us. It is going to be a 6-day break. It's going to be delivered to you via email. You'll get the challenge prompts, and then we'll have a Voxer group for community.
Now, if you are still with us in this conversation, you probably don't need us to convince you that taking a break from social media would be good for you. I feel that we just sort of intuitively know, like after a long session of scrolling, like we can just kind of feel like this was probably not great for me. Like I'm probably not in the best version like of my headspace right now after spending a lot of time on social media.
Or you can look at your to-do list and be like, damn. I had other things I was supposed to be doing. I just got lost.
Yeah. But just in case, to just kind of touch on a few reasons why it might be helpful for you to take a break from social media. We know that the way social media apps are designed is to keep us on the platform. They give us a dopamine hit. They are very addictive. And so it's so easy to just get sucked in and spend hours of our days scrolling. It can have an impact on our mental health. It can impact our productivity and our ability to make decisions that we feel confident about. And also, most importantly, I think for entrepreneurs, it really has an impact on our ability to hear our own thoughts, hear our intuition, and just, you know, understand what we truly want from our life and business, because there's so much noise coming in that's distracting from that every day.
Yeah, 100%. So for entrepreneurs specifically, you know, taking a break from social media has a whole other layer of benefits. Just like I was talking about Taylor Swift, how she really taps into her visionary self. I don't know what her screen time is. Unfortunately, I don't have that kind of relationship with her yet. Watch this space though. Manifesting it out into the universe. But
I will say though, you know, not to make this entire episode entirely about Taylor Swift, but if you look at like any public appearances that she's had, like all these football games that she's been at, I don't know about you, but if I was going to that many football games, I would definitely be checking my phone a lot more than we've seen her.
She's really her present. Phone. She's not scrolling.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
And too, when I've seen her like out to dinner with friends, like she's in the conversation. Mm-hmm. Like she's not like scrolling. So again, that wasn't our intention with kicking this off of Taylor Swift, but here we are. But when you take a break from social media, like as an entrepreneur, the benefits that it has is really like limitless. You know, it helps you focus on what matters in your life and business. And sometimes like at the surface level, we know what matters. Like I literally know like what my kids need, what my household needs, like what my needs are. Like I know this with social media, but there is a whole other layer of like deep inner knowing that comes when you quiet the noise and you get to like 5 days of not having the distraction of social media. All of a sudden, and I'm sharing this with experience because I did this challenge myself a lot over the last 2 years and kind of like rewrote the relationship that I have with social media. But I say this with experience that I can know what my family needs and what the needs are, but then if I take social media out of it and really give myself the space to tap into my intuition, there's another deep inner layer of knowing, like, really what my kids need, like, really what my household needs, like, really what, like, my business needs from me. And a lot of times we're out here looking at what do we need from our businesses, but we're not taking the time to quiet the noise to say like, no, actually it's the other way around. What does our business need from us? And are we taking care of ourselves to be able to listen to the needs of the business, to be able to deliver it, what it's actually asking us for? And most of the time we're not, we're just like, going on to the next thing, going on to the tasking, and we're not slowing down. So I think that that's something that I really want to emphasize on this a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And for our entrepreneurs as well, you know, for the vast majority of us as entrepreneurs, we are also content creators. And if you have, you know, you may have a team helping you with some of your content creation, but I really think that, like, for entrepreneurs, if we are really working to bring a vision into the world, whether we have like a lot of clarity on what exactly that vision is yet or not, creating content that is really coming from you, from a place of being in tune with where you want to be taking the business and, like you were saying, what the business needs from you, getting off of social media and just being more mindful of what kind of content you're taking in can be really good for helping you to find that clarity and create from a place that feels more aligned for you and feels more in tune with like what you are really here to share through your business as well. And so taking that break can also be beneficial in terms of resetting the way you are creating just as much as you're consuming.
Yes. Like, it is not lost on me that the world shut down and then Taylor Swift burst the Folklore album. Would we have ever gotten that side of her if the world hadn't shut down? I don't know. Like, do I think she always had it in her? 100%. But something about like having to like tuck away somewhere and really only having the space to kind of be your most creative self. And then that album came out that was like really nothing like she'd ever done before. Like, that's kind of what we're talking about here is like, how often are we giving ourselves permission to like reinvent the way that we create, reinvent the relationship we have with ourselves in order to channel creativity to let it come through us? And we really share this as experts in our former fields of copywriting, storytelling, strategic storytelling, sales conversion, copywriting. So all of that expertise we've had, but like nothing can beat you tapping in to your own thoughts, to be a thought leader and your own messaging, to be able to create it yourself or delegate it to your team. Or even if you have a copywriter on your team, for you to be able to articulate the vision that you have for the message that you want them to write. Because if you're not taking the lead on that and you're just outsourcing your copywriting, like that's a whole other level of disconnect. So that's a different podcast episode. We won't get into that, but what we're talking about is can be the focus and what's possible when you just quiet the noise for 6 days. Like, it's 1 week, it's not even a full week, it's 6 days, you know, for you to be mindful and intentional about how you do show up on social. When you do come back, like, you can kind of be renewed of being like, oh wow, like I really kind of let it get a hold of me now that I'm coming back. Like, these are the changes that I know that I want to make. Like, that's an example of, you know, an outcome that can happen with taking this challenge. It's rewriting your relationship with social and just setting some new parameters in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, you know, we've talked about on this podcast before that we are really big fans of not approaching things with like a black and white approach of like, or all or nothing, I guess, approach. And so when it comes to our just like regular daily social media consumptions and like the interaction that we have with social media, I do try to like have some like boundaries and constraints around how I use social media on a regular basis, just to be able to like, you know, use the positive sides of social media and like use it in a good way that works for me without getting like super sucked into like using it in an unhealthy way on a regular basis. But, you know, as we've talked about, like, these apps are designed to be addictive. And so no matter how great your boundaries may be or may have been at one point, I definitely find myself like, you know, especially after taking a break from social media, coming back with really good boundaries of like, and clarity on like, this is how I want to use the app and this is how I don't want to use the app. But then over time, like, that kind of is easy to like slip back into overusing social media. And so if you find yourself in a place where you are feeling like this may be a little bit too much, this is probably not like serving me in the best way, sometimes that hard cutoff to just say, okay, I'm going to take like a full week to reset and then come back with like a renewed sense of like how I want to intentionally use these apps, that can be really helpful for like starting a new way of thinking about social media. And so, you know, it's a 6-day challenge. We're not asking you to stay off of social media forever, but hopefully this has helped you to see the benefit of taking this temporary break so that you can then come back with like a renewed way of thinking about social media that will help you to use it in a way that works without getting too distracted there.
Yeah. And another thing I want to touch on too, it's like, it also helps you feel confident about showing up for your community and clients when you do come back, because it can help you switch off the self-doubt and imposter syndrome and instead switch on believing in yourself again. Because it's like sometimes when you're scrolling, you're seeing what everybody else is doing and like how others in your industry are maybe taking action or doing reels or doing the new thing. And you're like, oh, how do I keep up? But switching off and kind of resetting with what your true vision and purpose is for your business and this next season of your business, wherever you're at, it can help you really reinstate that clarity, that relationship. So when you do go back to social, like you don't have self-doubt, you don't have imposter syndrome as much. And instead you just have this clarity and this drive of like, I know what I'm supposed to do. I know what I'm here for. I know who I'm here to serve. And this is how I'm like putting my message out into the world.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so hopefully this has helped you see why taking a break from social media might be beneficial for you. But if you are thinking that signing up for this challenge and joining us for the Social Media Free Week would be, you know, would be helpful for you, as we've talked about, these apps are addictive. And so your brain is probably already coming up with all sorts of reasons why you can't go a week without social media, why this is absolutely not possible for you as a business owner in your life and business. And so we want to just sort of address some of those things that might be coming up for you that you might be thinking or concerned about, like might happen if you were to take a break from social media, just to hopefully kind of help you make a game plan for going into this week if you're going to join us for this challenge, and then also just you know, prepare for taking a week off of social media and the things that might come up.
Yeah, for sure. This challenge was birthed out of a week off of social media. So the whole idea, the whole concept of it, you know, so also keep in mind the things that you can really create whenever you're doing it. But here are 4 reasons your brain might be telling you you can't take a break from social media. The first one is, if I stop posting for a week, I'll become irrelevant. What do you think about that, Ellie?
If social media is like a big part of your brand, like showing up on social media regularly is big for you, I can definitely see this being a concern that, you know, my people are counting on me to show up. If I just disappear for a week, what's going to happen? So a couple things that I want to like just point out here is, one, you can let people know what's happening. Like you can let your audience know ahead of time, hey, I'm taking this break from social media, so you're not going to hear from me, so that they're not just like kind of caught off guard when they're used to hearing from you regularly, that you're just not showing up again. You can also have pre-scheduled posts go out. Like we're not saying you need to go silent on social media for a week. This is more about you as the business owner taking that break for yourself, and not about like your business has to go offline, because you and your business are two very different things. And so if you want to have social posts going out that are pre-scheduled for your business, like that's great. And then again, too, like a lot of times I think it's easy to get into a place of worrying, like people are going to forget who I am if I go a week without posting on social media. People are going to just like tune out. I'll probably get a lot of unfollows when I come back. And what we have found, and there's like data to back this up, is like, especially if you have an engaged community, when you like take a break, people miss you, you know, people miss your content. And when you come back, it's like, oh, like I appreciate this even more because they like missed you. It's kind of like in a relationship. If you're with somebody 24/7 and you never have like time where you go off and do your own thing, it's like, we don't have anything to talk about anymore because we're just together all the time, right?
Right.
But whenever you have that separate time together, it's like you come back and you're more connected, and it can be the same with your audience if you take a break from social media too.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. So number two is the feeling of, I can't leave people hanging, waiting for a reply. What if a potential client sends me a DM and I miss it? If DMing and having conversations with potential clients is a big part of your sales strategy, hopefully you have a team member helping you with that who can check DMs and either respond for you or let you know about them so you can reach out to them in another way. Alternatively, you can set up an autoresponder. Instagram and Facebook have this option natively in the app to let people know that you're off social media for 6 days and how to alternatively contact you via email, for example. And you can also post to your grid or save a story highlight to let them know that you're off social media this week and how to contact you.
Yeah, I think especially if you are like having these sales conversations with DMs, this can be like a big concern like that you might have. But hopefully this has kind of helps like to give you some alternative ways of thinking about it. And I also like just want to say if using social media is like a big part of your sales strategy and you are doing it entirely on your own without a team member who's helping you, I'd recommend just kind of sitting with and thinking about like energetically how is that like impacting you. Like I just think like that might be something to think about in this time off of social media too, is like, do I actually need some help with managing my social media? Because like there's a lot energetically going on there. Yeah. And so if you are in a situation where you have an active social media following, you have a lot of like DMs and comments and things like that happening regularly, and you don't yet have a team member who's helping with that, you probably need a social media break more than any of us. And this hopefully would be something that will help you to kind of like think about what might be most supportive to you there.
Yeah, I agree. Number three is, I need to stay informed. What if something major happens and I miss out on it?
Yeah, I think this is a tricky subject, I think, to talk about, because there are definitely benefits of social media when it comes to staying informed. Especially if you're intentional about the sources that you're paying attention to and using critical thinking in terms of like the factfulness, I guess, of what you're paying attention to, because, you know, we all know there's a lot of misinformation out there. I also can really see the benefits of social media in terms of seeing firsthand accounts of things that are happening, you know, in the world and stuff like that. And so I don't want to discount the value of social media in terms of helping you to stay informed. Mm-hmm. And also, if you are worried about staying up to date with what others in your industry are up to or with world events, there are other ways to stay informed. And typically, like if there's something actively happening that's like a situation that you personally are going to be directly impacted by in the like immediate term, you will probably find out about that in other ways. And if you're in a situation where staying informed with up-to-date real-time updates on social media is like something you need in this moment as like a way to protect your like physical safety, then maybe now's not the best time to take a break from social media. But I think for most listening here, a lot of what we're taking in on social media is things that are definitely important to stay informed on, but not necessarily like, I need real-time updates every minute of every day in order to like keep up with what's happening. And so, you know, if you like, we're not saying like turn a blind eye and don't pay attention to what's happening in the world.
Right.
But there's also a way to do that is protecting your own well-being.
Agree. And I want to make a point to say, like, this is a social media free challenge, not a phone free challenge. So you can still talk to your loved ones, get text messages, check other websites. It's really just a challenge rooted in like being off of social media so you can take back mental space to kind of tap back into what's really important to your life and your business. So that's the goal here. Last but not least, number four I'm going to be so bored. What am I going to do to fill that time? And, you know, most of us use our phones to distract ourselves from the moments that we really need to be in. You know, myself included. Like, I don't know how many times I'm just like sitting in my living room, like scrolling my phone when maybe my kids are playing next to me. And I'm like, I could be reading a book with them. I could be doing something like with them. I don't need to. And it's like not to shame ourselves. Like, I'm just saying, like, I'm human too. Like, we all do it, you know? So that's just an example of like, I think that social media is just the default distraction. Like, we're bored in those pockets of time, sitting at the doctor's office, we're scrolling in the waiting room, we're scrolling social media. Like, what else could we be doing during that time? We often don't know because we just default to our social scroll, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think social media is such a like sneaky way to distract ourselves from thinking about things that we are, if we're honest with ourselves, a little bit afraid to look at too. Mm-hmm. So especially when it comes to looking at areas of our lives or areas of our business where we might feel a little uncertainty in terms of the best way to move forward, or we might be feeling like nervous about, like, even maybe if deep down we know like this may be like what I need to do in terms of taking action on a particular area of your life or business, but you're afraid to take that action. Social media is a great way to distract yourself so you don't have to think about that. And so, you know, if you are worried about like, what am I going to fill this time with? You know, ultimately, like when it comes down to it, when you do take that time and face whatever you might be subconsciously trying to distract yourself from, that is when like so much good stuff comes on the other side. So whether you have something specific that's coming to mind that you are like recognizing, like, I may be trying to avoid sitting with and thinking about this, or like if you're just feeling resistant to this idea of taking a social media break, it's very likely, and this applies to all of us, it's very likely that social media may be serving as a distraction from something that like probably does need your attention in life and business. And you know, we both know from experience that as hard as it can be sometimes to like quiet the noise and sit in the discomfort and really like reflect on, you know, whatever area of life or business it may be, when you take that time, this is when the clarity comes on how to move forward and move forward in your life and business in a way that is truly aligned for you. And so even if it's not easy and can be uncomfortable sometimes, it is 100% worth it.
100%. And because we know how hard it is to prioritize taking a break from social media, especially when you need it most, we're providing you with journal prompts and action steps to help keep you busy doing things that are going to help you reconnect with your intuition, reclaim your vision, and come back feeling refreshed and clear on how you want to move forward. And we'll also be doing it in community with other entrepreneurs who are also taking a break from social media at the same time. One of our favorite positive things about social media is the ability to create community and help us feel less alone. And we don't want you to miss out on that while you're taking a break. So we have a private Voxer group where we'll stay in touch throughout the challenge so you don't have to do it alone. We're so excited to host this challenge with you, and we hope you'll join us.
Yes, the Social Media Free Challenge is starting on November 6th. So go to supportedceo.com/challenge to sign up for the free challenge and take a break from social media with us. We would really love for you to join us for this challenge. And also, if you resonated with this episode, please take a moment to share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. And something that really helps us is if you could go to the podcast app where you're listening to this episode and leave us a 5-star review. This really helps us to be able to continue to reach others and do more of what we love. Until next time, stay supported.